For a comedian, as comedians, it's not always television and nice studios. 2 weeks ago, I played an old age home in Columbia, South Carolina. And when I say an old age home, there was a woman in the audience celebrating her 102nd birthday. And a woman who did not look good for 102. She looked at least 140, 150. She didn't have wrinkles. She had pleats. I had never seen anything like this. And at the end of the show, they brought in a cake to celebrate this 102nd birthday. But in a stroke of remarkable misjudgment, they gave her these candles that you cannot blow out. A brilliant gag for a woman who had no concept of reality anymore, blowing her brains up and spitting all over the cake. It was disgusting. And then she cut a slice and asked if I would like some. And I said, I'm trying to cut down on saliva in my diet. In fact, it's not cake, it's pudding now, thanks to you. 102 years old. What would you buy a woman 102? 50, you get gold. 75 is diamond. 102, oxygen, something that'll help her breathe and make it to 103. She didn't laugh at anything I said. And I said something to her I thought was so funny. I said, 102, I'll bet there's no peer pressure. Thank you very much. You people. And it's not as though I don't have great reverence for AIDS. In fact, this coming November 11th will be my grandmother's 100th birthday, although we don't celebrate it anymore. She's been dead for 30 years, but I thought I would pass this along.